Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday evening. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, the risks of frequent traveler accounts and the mood among small business owners. New polling by The Hartford finds more small business owners are feeling successful about the way their business is going.
Today, most of them would describe success as really making a comfortable living, doing something that they love. It is less about making a ton of money. It is less about growth, quite frankly.
Kathy Bromage, Senior VP at The Hartford, says one concern is that 67% of small businesses have not hired anyone in the last 12 months, and they probably won't anytime soon.
When we asked them what they would do if they had an extra $100,000 to invest in their business, 30% said they would market or promote their business, looking to get the flywheel spinning around demand.
29% said they would pay off bills or loans. And while they remain reluctant to add staff, 67% of small business owners surveyed were in support of raising the minimum wage.
Not surprisingly, because 80% of them were already at minimum wage or above. So they were already paying their employees at a higher standard than the minimum wage required.
As we continue, where there is reward for travel, there is risk.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
A survey for Deloitte and Touche reveals some concern among consumers about the security of their frequent traveler accounts.
Three-quarters of travelers expected their data to be secured to at least the same standard as a bank. However, only 33%, one in three, believe that they are receiving that level of security.
Charles Carrington, a partner at Deloitte and Touche, says consumers don't just have to worry about their credit card numbers falling into the wrong hands.
I think for the same reason that people don't post on their social networks of where they physically are so they can protect their own security. That level of data is in that reward program.
Carrington believes that means you have to do your part to prevent your data from being stolen.
We expect the company to be locking down the data to have it secured, but it's also up to us as travelers to regularly change our passwords to use more complex passwords.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.